Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Chad Thompson, corporate chef for Einstein Brothers Bagels. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Einstein Brothers, the family meals, they dropped some off here at the radio station this morning, and we're checking them out. So what was the inspiration behind this? What was the thought process behind this?
Well, we thought as we were going through this tough time, you know, it's a good time to make the most of our family time. And so we just wanted to make it easy for people to come grab like a kind of a brunch box and kind of lay it out on the table, you know, one-stop shopping for a group of people. That was pretty much the inspiration.
It's smart, and though, man.
Yeah, great.
And, you know, the one that I immediately gravitated to because my family, we do this all the time, pizza bagels are fantastic. So when you guys have a pizza bagel kit that everyone can do, and it's something that the whole family can get involved in, that's pretty smart.
Great. Yeah, we were, you know, with kids stuck at home and moms going crazy, we're just trying to think of things to do with the kids to bake and do things like that. So it's been a pretty big success, and it's a good value for them, too.
It is. So what's your you tell me as a chef then, when we have like the deli kit one, what's your go-to sandwich then? What's your deli sandwich of choice?
Well, obviously, I like turkey the best, but I actually like to do a little something different with it, you know, with the bagels and kind of like with the pizza bagels, kind of like doctor it up, put some cheese and different things on and throw it in the oven, make like a little deli turkey melt or deli ham melt. That's probably the best thing to do.
Oh, good call. So how long should I throw that in the oven to melt that? Just enough to get a melt on it?
Yeah, probably, I'd say probably about 8 to 10 minutes at about 350. Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is cool. And then, of course, the brunch box as well. You got the bagels, the schmear, egg sandwiches, and then, of course, blueberry muffins, and then the hash browns as well. It is an interesting time for you guys, man, and people can pick these things up and get them to go. They can call ahead, use the mobile app. It's really cool stuff. How are you doing? How's the family doing? Everybody's good?
Everybody's doing good. We're just kind of hunkered down, trying to kind of obey the rules and, you know, keep our distance, and definitely spend a little family time and a lot of outdoor time. It's been kind of nice in Colorado, so it's been nice to enjoy the outdoors a little bit.
Nothing wrong with that, man. You got to get some fresh air. That's today, so you know, Chad's one of those days where we finally got some sunshine. It's going to be close to 60. So in Detroit, everybody will be outside today.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because everybody's out, you know, they're walking, obviously keeping their distance, but it's just kind of really cool to see everybody outside and talking to each other, waving each other. Everybody's in pretty good spirits for the most part, you know, and just trying to get through this together. I think everybody feeling like we're together in this is bringing this all together is in our communities and hopefully our country.
Well, that's what, you know, again, going back to what you guys are doing at Einstein Brothers, the idea and using the name Family Meals, because I don't know, I read somewhere once, I don't remember who said this was, we spend so much money on things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. But your family is someone you love, right? I mean, and I'm learning to spend more quality time with my wife and my kids through all this. And I think you're right. When we get on the other side of this, things like this, these family meals where you can get together, and it sounds silly, but it's not. Making pizza bagels or making a sandwich and getting time together, it matters.
Great. Great. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate you guys having us on too, because the restaurant industry has been hit so hard.
Yeah.
And we're just one of many, many thousands that have been, you know, hit hard. And so for you to support us like this, I really appreciate it. It's really
hey, man,
cool of you.
You know, we see our Einstein Brother Bagels here in Detroit. We know the men and women that work there, and everybody's hurting. So anything we can do to help, you know that. And you stay in touch with us, Chef Chad Johnson, corporate chief, chef, excuse me, Einstein Brother Bagels. I almost gave you a promotion there, bud.
So great. All right.
You're awesome.
Thanks,
all right. We got to do next one will be a bagel. I want to do a bagel Coney since we eat Coney dogs here.
Okay.
I'll have to try that at home. Hot, because the Coney dogs is hot dog, chili, onions, and mustard.
We got bagel dogs out at our Noah's brand, so yeah, I'm up for the challenge.
Nice.
Bagel Coney, I'll let you know.
All right, you be well. Say thanks to everybody at Einstein Brothers as well. Chad Thompson, good to talk to you, bud.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.